All right. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome our final speaker, Mark McCreary. He is a founder and co-chair of the firm's 45-plus attorney privacy and data security practice. Mark helps clients at Fox Rothschild comply with data security and privacy-related laws, rules, and regulations. He also helps businesses prevent data breaches and respond effectively in the event they happen. Mark also serves as the firm's Chief Artificial Intelligence and Information Security Officer, and in that role, he helps develop and implement the firm's AI and information security strategy. Mark is sought after by clients for his ability to bridge the gap between the company's C-suite and its information technology professionals. And in his practice, he provides incident response, counseling, and coaching for hundreds of clients. He conducts tabletop exercises and data security training for clients, organizations, and industry groups. He prepares written information security programs, WISP, incident response plans, IRPs. If you weren't familiar with those terms, neither was I, but he's here to teach us, okay? All right, IRPs, retention policies, data protection agreements, and other privacy and security-related documents. He also represents clients in the negotiation, defense, and settlement of the regulatory agency investigations regarding privacy and data security lapses and practices. And he also provides advice on and reviews and prepares privacy policies, both intercompany and consumer-facing. Please join me in welcoming Mark McCreary all the way from Philly.
Hey, thank you.
First and foremost, congratulations on hanging on to the last session. I admire that, but I do know you're here for the ethics, so you don't get too much credit. So let me kind of lay the ground rules of where we are with this. I've done this presentation, this conversation enough to know there's going to be people in the room that know AI very well, and there's going to be people that pretend they know AI very well. I will go through a lot of my observations on it. I have a lot of opinions, as you can imagine, and I'm happy to share them. But I will say if I see you on your phone, I'm going to assume it's the first time you've ever used ChatGPT, so just keep in mind I am keeping an eye out for that. I'd like to start this off with a quote from Bill Gates, and think what you want about Bill Gates, but he is a very smart man with a lot of time on his hands. He came out with this quote a while back, and I think he nailed it, frankly. He said the development of AI is as fundamental as the creation of the microprocessor, the personal computer, the internet, and the mobile phone. It will change the way we work, learn, travel, get healthcare, and communicate with each other. These last two lines I really like. Entire industries will reorient around artificial intelligence. Businesses will distinguish themselves by how well they use it. I agree with that. I think it's completely true when he says that we're going to have this much impact on our lives, how it's going to come into what we do, not only in our business lives, but our personal lives. It's a very watershed moment we're going through right now. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit at the beginning to try to figure out where we are with that. I know this is the third presentation on AI that you've had just today, but I think we need to understand really what we're talking about with artificial intelligence. I am going to stick to generative AI because I think in our lives, that's what's going to be the most impactful, especially in our business lives. I'm not going to get into a lot of the machine learning type scenarios, but I do want to talk about generative AI. What it really is machines that are doing the learning. They get kickstarted. Whatever information they're given, that's all they know. But then they have answers that come from that. They generate from that. The large language model or whatever their database is, and again, we'll keep it simple and stick to text, really what they're talking about is the actual technology coming back with those responses, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. It's not if this, then that. It's not programmers giving pre-assigned answers when a question is asked. It is the technology itself coming back with that response, and that's really what it is. But we see it in our lives every day already. We see it with Google search. We say Google has some great algorithms. That's not really fair to Google. It is so much more than what is happening behind the scenes than just good algorithms. If you and I do the exact same search, we're going to get different results, and that's because Google knows what I've clicked on in the past, what I have found to be interesting, where I go, where I live, what I do for a living. And it generates results based upon those facts about me. And the facts about you will give you different results for your searches. That is artificial intelligence in the background. I will admit I spend a lot of time on YouTube. I know way more about engineering, about the infrastructure of our electrical grids than I have any business knowing, but it interests me.